This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Alice Alvey is here, and I always wanted to do the old Johnny Carson, and now here's Alice, CMB Vice President of Education Training at Union Home Mortgage. Alice Alvey, what you got for the legislative update, my friend? Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, well, you know, that was a great show. I think we own the old, you know, you can get the collection and go back and watch all of those. There were just some, I mean, the whole idea of drinking and smoking on TV.
I know. Boy, talk about a change, how things have changed. Isn't that the truth? Amazing.
So, yeah, a whole different world today. All right, so believe it or not, Congress is actually getting a couple of things done. And one interesting thing that passed the House on September 10th, which I thought was really interesting. It's House Bill 2852, and this is a simple piece of legislation to allow all appraisers to be eligible to conduct FHA appraisals. So in other words, kind of do away with that FHA certification and just go with, hey, if you're properly licensed, you know, at the state level, then why can't they also conduct an FHA appraisal? It really would help the market, you know, take away a lot of red tape that goes on with FHAs. Obviously, you have the other side of the camp that gets concerned about the quality and making sure the appraisers understand all the nuances of the additional repairs required. But, you know, and that's easy enough to teach, if you ask me. So I think it'll be interesting to see if anything happens. That was presented actually by Brad Sherman, a Democrat out of California, called the Home Buyer Assistance Act. Another bill that came out that was passed last week, really not directly related to many of us who listen in, because this is for low to moderate income tenants in multifamily. But I do like to watch that market. I think it's all worth it for all of us to really be aware when the Rural Housing Service is going to be expanding their products. And I think there is a market there to at least understand on how it impacts single family as well. So that's HR 360, also passed the House. Quick note, today is your last day to comment on the QM rule. We talked about this on a previous show. The qualified mortgage definition under the Truth in Lending Act, everything has to be posted by today to be able to get your two cents on. Really, one of the fundamentals is, do we still need to have a 43 DTI as a guideline for a qualified mortgage or non-qualified mortgage? For those of you who are trying to remember how all this works, the biggest thing is that right now an approved eligible or accept from Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac automatically meets the qualified mortgage definition. Well, we have to come up with something that's in writing that we would say this works for all loans and is not dependent on Fannie or Freddie's automated underwriting decision. Would just work independently. And we're all for that at some point on some risky products, there's a DTI consideration, but we certainly don't want that across the board on all our products. So there's lots to look at there. The MBA, I have to check. I meant to check this morning. I believe they should make sure they have theirs published by today. There's lots of things, but please make sure that you reach out and comment about the need for this, that it affects roughly $260 billion in originations that would now be a challenge as to how to determine that they are a qualified mortgage and the borrower is demonstrating they have the ability to repay. So read other folks' comments that are posted. That'll help guide your own and look for the MBAs. That's my quick update for today, Dave. I'll get back to you.
Good job. Really appreciate it, Alice. Be sure to say hi to, well, in fact, we're looking forward to having Bill Cosgrove on the podcast on leadership. I can't wait for you to nail that down. So get that scheduled. Or have we already gotten that scheduled?
I'm still
I think
working
we do.
On it. Okay.
Oh, you're working on it. Good, good, good. Keep working on it, Alice. You do so awesome. Good. Appreciate you so much. Appreciate your contributions for more than 10 years to this podcast. Very much appreciated. Special thank you goes out to our sponsors, Black Knight Open Mortgage, Resex Warehouse Lending, a division of United Bank, and then also MBA, the Lenders One Cooperative, as well as the Mortgage Collaborative Cooperative, CMLA, Community Mortgage Lenders of America, Velma, Knowledge Group, Vidyard, and AI Assist. Thank you for listening, and have a great week, everybody. See you back here next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.